Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast, a podcast for healthcare professionals who want to build a profitable writing business. I'm your host, Janine Kalbach. I'm a wife, mother of two incredible boys, labor and delivery nurse who created my own profitable writing business back in 2015, and I'm ready to share my secrets along the way with some help from some incredible guests. My goal is to help you open up your creative mind with my podcast, courses, and Facebook group, the Savvy Scribe Collective, to help you build your own profitable writing business. So let's take a listen. Welcome to the episode. Today we're talking about following up with clients. I wish I had a magic answer to this, but truly, before we even go on, just know that pitching is something you're going to have to do, and you get a lot of pitches out, and sometimes you only get one or two great clients. And that's just how it works sometimes. But don't stop listening because I think you're going to get some value from today. First, I want to talk about that anxiety feeling you get because you're ready, right? You're ready to start a project. You're ready to get more clients. You're ready to start your health writing business. So you want to follow up very quickly. You can send out a cold pitch and you want to follow up even the next day. Like, hey, did you give me an email? You know, you're sitting there like hours later. Maybe they'll respond. But you have to relax a little bit because these content directors, content managers, they have a lot on their plate. And unfortunately, you are not number one. So you have to wait at least 3 to 4 business days. That means don't send a pitch on a Friday and follow up on a Monday. Remember those business days because that's when people want you to follow up. They don't want to email on Saturday or Sunday. And the other thing, you don't want to set it up to send emails on Saturday and Sunday because you may not want to work weekends. And if they see they're getting an email from you on Saturday or Sunday, they know that you probably work on weekends. So make sure you guard your space a little bit too. Also, when you send a pitch, I always teach my students that you have to have some sort of call to action, meaning what do you want your reader to do? They have to do something. Do you want them just to reply to say they're interested or reply and say no thanks? And that's okay. I'd rather hear no than keep following up and following up and following up and then just not hearing anything because in your head, you know, there's still a potential. The other thing you could do is use some tools in Gmail. One is called Boomerang, and I'll link it in the show notes. And Boomerang is a really great tool because you can be reminded to follow up. So if you send like 10 pitches a day, and then on Thursday, you know, the 10 you did on Monday, it boomerangs it, means like it comes back to your inbox saying, hey, do you want to follow up on this? So you don't have to remember to follow up all the time. Though I do recommend using some sort of spreadsheet or template. And in our Savvy Scribe Collective group, as well as the courses, I have shared a pitch template that you can use and really document the clients, the email addresses you're using. Maybe you're using two different kind of pitch templates in your email, and that's what's cool about Gmail. You can save different templates, and you can kind of split test it to see which pitches are working, and maybe it's just the way you're wording it in different emails. So try and do different things. Same thing with the follow-up. Try different tactics to follow up. I'm going to give you guys one right now. So you could just say, hi, Cheryl, whoever it is. I hope you're staying safe. If you remember, we talked a while back, and I was introduced by another writer named so-and-so, our shared LinkedIn connection. I have some ideas for your blog that you might be interested in, and you just list those pitches, very short, you guys, just a heading and maybe 3 bullet points of what you're going to cover, and you could say, browse through them, let me know what you think, I'd be more happy to set up a call when it's convenient to discuss options further. Take care, Janine. Very simple, it is a follow-up, it's not just, you know, the cold pitch, and it gives them reminded. Now, I've had clients say, "Oh my gosh, thank you for emailing me again because it got lost in my inbox." And I was interested, just wasn't interested last week when you sent me the email. I've also had it, "Hey, we're not looking for anybody right now, but I'm going to keep you in my files for 6 months from now." You better believe I throw it on my calendar 6 months from now and I follow up to say, "Hey, remember about 6 months ago you said you might need somebody about 6 months? I'm still here, still willing to take on clients if you're interested. Give me a call at blah blah blah, or email me back, or whatever you want them to do in that call to action." So again, the biggest takeaway I want you guys to do is to pitch, 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 but don't forget to follow up, because sometimes they say the fortune's in the follow-up. Sometimes it is that follow-up that gets them to respond. Have a great day and go get your write on. When I decided to start a podcast, one of my fears was that I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And honestly, that's still a fear. I still don't know what the heck I'm doing. But thankfully, I have Buzzsprout to host this for me. On Buzzsprout, I am able to project this podcast to iTunes, to Google Play, to iHeartRadio, to Spotify, and all the other podcast players out there with a click of a button. Thankfully, they have guided me along the way on how to monetize the podcast, how to share it, and how to even use little videos to promote my episodes. Without Buzzsprout, I wouldn't have a podcast. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast, you need to sign up for Buzzsprout. If you go and use my link, thesavvyscribepodcast.com/Buzzsprout, you'll get $20 towards your Buzzsprout subscription. And it's only been for me $12 a month, and it's totally affordable to be able to get my voice out there. If you want to try using content in a different way, podcasting is the thing to do now. So head on over to thesavvyscribepodcast.com/Buzzsprout to host your
That's a wrap for today's
podcast.
Episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.